You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Speaking of people trying to go viral.
Oh boy.
Your man Jeezy.
Your man Jeezy.
So, imagine you're the guy in the grocery store. You're just trying to, you're trying to socially distance. You're trying, you know, get some supplies.
Yeah.
And here's Jeezy coming down the aisle.
Yeah, the frozen aisle at that.
Frozen aisle is typically a little bigger, right? So at least he picked that aisle. He didn't pick like the peanut butter aisle.
Yo, if he's down the snack aisle trying to get a dance off, I'm going to be hot. Like, yo, move. Get out the way.
Jeezy is trying to go viral in a sense of like, he's like, oh, I've got this song. I should do what the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Drake is like, oh, I see what the kids are doing. I'm going to make a song for them. Like, it's coming at it from a totally different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jeezy wasn't in the studio thinking, all right, I got it. This is my Triller record. No, not at all. At least that's my take.
You know, I think the problem is, you know what I think the problem is? It's Jeezy. I think his fans have pigeonholed him and they have not allowed him to evolve because he's attempted to a couple times. Like even down to now, you know, he recently announced his engagement. Like you don't want young Jeezy to get married. How dare he?
He's married to the snow.
He's married to the streets. Mr. 17-5. So, you know, like,
oh man, he's definitely going to make a carrot, like rock ring, cocaine. There's going to be a bar somewhere from him.
Sure.
All right. Sorry. I know
a rock. Yeah. 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 By my girl. Yeah. Something like that. No, you can't. You don't want to buy rock. Never mind. But you know, he try and get a dance off and like the streets are like, nah, no, go flip some coke for us, Mr. Snowman.
It's funny too, because like Drake could be as like upbeat and kind of playful, but Drake continues to try to play the tough guy.
Mr. Tuffy, yeah.
And Jeezy's trying to be Mr. Fun Guy.
And they're like, no, go kill somebody.
He's trying to be Mr. Fun Guy with Shorty Red Beats.
Yeah, so you text, it's crazy. You text me and said, hey, Jeezy put out a project with Shorty Red.
Yeah.
Eight years ago, I would have ran to my favorite DSP.
Right. By the way, this is how you know that you are a rapper. You call them DSPs. Nobody else calls them DSPs.
That's fine.
You said that on the last show too, and I was like, DSPs? I was like, oh, okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah, whatever. It's easier than saying Spotify title and album. But yeah, but I just had zero interest in that album. And it's like, but that's also Jeezy's fault for not, you know, you really put out nothing super fire since the recession.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't try to call it like Trap or Die 201.
Trap or Die 201. No, because he's exhausted both of his brandings. He's exhausted Trap or Die. There's three of those. The third one, like people were kind of over it after the third one. And I think...
Oh, Thug Motivation. Yeah, sorry. Thug Motivation 201.
He did 104. Oh, 201.
201. Okay. Thug Motivation 201.
So the person has gotten their bachelor's degree. Now they're going for their master's in the streets.
Well, initially he was teaching freshman level, right? We're going up a level.
Got it.
Because you take 200 level as a sophomore, 300 and 400 level, you know, that's when you're getting to like your like, you know, more advanced, you know, cocaine learnings.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. I feel bad for him.
I don't mind the Jeezy thing, actually.
Dance or the song?
I'd much rather see Jeezy have fun in a grocery store than watch Drake play tough guy in a lonely mansion.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. But I don't know.
Oh, I mean, Drake's will be much more successful than Jeezy's. But like,
of course, I'd
be curious to see, because, you know, because we've talked about on this show how Triller has deals with labels. So like,
mm-hmm.
is this now like a part of the, oh, you're putting a project out, go talk to our, we got this one youth who works here who's going to tell you about Triller. And we're asking you to do, is it like one of those things, you know, like every job, there's always like some initiative, some new thing they want you to do.
Oh, God, rooms. I was full of all.
Is this what it's like at a major label now? It's like, okay, what's your Triller plan? And you're like, really?
You know, if they have a relationship with Triller, they probably have a Triller rep.
Yeah, they got a Triller rep. Have you talked to your Triller rep yet? What's your Triller rollout? And people can be like, come on.
They're listening to each song on the album and they're saying, that's the one you can go viral with.
Right. And they're like, here's what you do. You know, it doesn't have to be crazy expensive. Do the X, Y, and Z. You know, there's definitely somebody, a rep for every label who is like, whose job is to explain to other artists why they should care about Triller.
Absolutely. Just take your girl. Next time y'all go to Whole Foods, just come up with a dance.
Oh, man. You could do something in Whole Foods. Yeah, that's...
All Whole Foods aisles are pretty, they're pretty wide. There's enough space.
If you really want to get the wide aisles, you got to do like, you know, like when you get through IKEA and you're like in the warehouse part?
Of course. Well, no.
Like the center aisle in IKEA, not the side ones.
You got to be careful, though. It depends on when you go, because on the weekends, even that area is pretty bunched up with people who don't take into account that other people are there.
What about like a BJ's or a Costco?
Costco, you could get that off 100%.
Your Costco dance?
Absolutely. You could get off of Costco bars. Absolutely. Your Costco two-step. Yes. Your Costco jig. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus. That's terrible. It was something else I was going to say and I forgot. Oh, well. Is that everything? That's it?
You want
as far as dances?
Yeah. I think that's it as far as dances. No, I'm assuming for your upcoming projects, no dances for you, right?
I need to just go ahead and launch Triller and just do something. I don't know what. Definitely not dances, but something.
See, you could pitch it for like the older audience, right? It's the wake up warm up. So you're like stretching and like getting people ready for the day. Because the old
the wake up warm up. Oh my God. Don't cut this off until you hear something crack.
Oh, right. It's like if it hurts, that's okay.
Yep, that's good. Now you're ready. God, we're so old.
Speaking of, we were talking about Alchemist before. Your man Conway put out a...
That's what I want to talk about, yes.
Put out a little EP.
He did. Lulu, based off of the character from Paid in Full, who introduced Ace to the drug game. Yeah.
I mean, this project's pretty good.
It's okay.
Mm.
It's okay. Maybe two songs on there one song I really, really like, and another one that's okay.
Yeah, it's not like amazing, but like I don't think there's anything in here that's bad. It's very consistent, but it's for me very, very reminiscent of a lot of Griselda out projects, which is like there's one or two highlights and the rest is like it's fine. It's all consistent.
all Griselda projects not highlighted by West Side Gun. I finally figured them out.
Okay.
So West Side Gun has completely mastered the art of character because he's such a wrestling fan.
Mm.
He does all the other intangibles. Like, if you keep it real, he's like, people don't like him, but he's Stone Cold Steve Austin. And what I mean by that is after Stone Cold broke his neck, Stone Cold used to be a great wrestler. He was stunning Steve Austin, WCW, ECW. He was great. When he wrestled Owen Hart, and Owen Hart Tombstone and broke his neck, that severely limited his moveset. So he had to become, you know, middle finger, give me a hell yeah, destroying stuff, all the theatrics. But if you watch a Steve Austin match, he's just punching and kicking. That's it, because he can't really do much else. Punch, punch, kick, kick, stunner. Where I think West Side Gunn does the same thing. He does all the theatrics, links up with Virgil Abloh, always dressed like over-exaggerated. You know, always, you know, in the news for just like different stuff, not necessarily bad stuff, but just different stuff. But when it comes to Conway and Benny, they're really just like good technical wrestlers. They're like Lance Storm or like, who's a wrestler that everybody liked, but was just really, really boring. He's really like a Chris Benoit.
Brian Pillman.
No. Late Brian Pillman. Early. Brian Pillman was like, oh, Flying Brian was dope. Like when he started talking and he messed his leg up. He wasn't. Yeah. These technical wrestlers that they can wrestle, they can put on a great match, but there's zero character development. Like, I do not care about Conway or Benny, like the artists. I like their music, but like West Side is such a character. He's so over the top. My attention always goes to him. And I think that's because he he watches wrestling, he pays attention. I think he does the exact same thing that wrestlers do. So with this Conway album, like, it's good or it's cool, but like, I don't, outside of the contract, I think the contract is crazy. Other than that, the Cormega record is cool. Sure. The rest of it, I just, it's okay.
The contract, that sample.
Sample is crazy.
Crazy. I think Shoot Sideways works fine. I like Calvin a little bit. I like that. You know, it's ominous. I like ominous records.
Sure.
I was excited for the Cormega appearance.
Me too.
It's a little.
How you feel he did?
It's a little too slow. A little too slow for him. He's okay.
He clearly has not rapped in a long time.
For sure. And
he's itching to get that off.
Yeah. The acid wash line was a little cringy. but yeah, it needs to be a little faster for him, because the whole thing about like the full Cormega experience is like the tempo is a little faster. And when he's punching in, it sounds like, he's running downhill and he like can barely like get to the next punch in. Like there's an adrenaline to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There was not much adrenaline to his appearance here, but you know, it's 2020.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be 97 Cormega.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did
you see, just to go back to, because do we have anything else we want to say about Conway?
No, nothing else.
So did you see, so Westside's putting out another project on the 17th called Pray for Paris. Virgil Abloh did the cover. He teased the record. The record he teased is nuts. But he teased the track list and somebody screenshotted the track list. He's got a record produced by Tyler. I cannot wait. Oh my God. He's got a record with Pop Smoke, and then he's got a record with Rock, Mars, and Benny, I think, produced by Alchemist. Like, the track list looks crazy. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, of course you are.
Yeah.
I need Westside on Tyler. Oh my God.
He's got Tyler on a record.
I couldn't read to see if it said featuring.
Yeah.
I know it says produced by, but.
No, he's got a different record. It's Tyler and Joey Badass and Billy Esco. I don't know who that is.
I don't need a record, Joey. Sure.
There's going to be a lot of backpackery bars on that one.
Gosh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. When Tyler likes somebody. When Tyler produces for somebody else, is because he likes them. So I'm excited. I'm excited. That record. I'm going straight to that record.
Mm. Oh wait, so Pop Smoke is on the Pop Smoke record. That's Tyler. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh wait, no, it's called Party with Pop Smoke.
Is it called Party with Pop Smoke, or is it called Party with Pop Smoke?
It's Party with Pop Smoke featuring Keisha Plum.
Okay.
Produced by Tyler. Interesting. Okay. All right. So you have not heard these two new Frank Ocean records?
I have not.
It's man, remember when Frank was dope? Those were the days, weren't they?
I tried to tell y'all.
I mean, he has really decided, like, he is like, these are two acoustic records. They sound like the parts of Blonde that I skipped. So, yeah, I don't know what Frank's doing. No clue.
I tried to tell.
There's like a little Frank Ocean cult online that loves everything Frank does. And I'm sitting out here going, what happened? Somebody, please.
I tried to tell you.
You're wrong about Blonde, but you were right overall.
I'm going to listen to that project again one day.
Okay.
One day.
Okay.
One day. And then not get stuck on Pink and White.
That's not even the best song on that project. I just don't.
That's the best song in his catalog.
God, no.
God, yes.
No, no.
Only rivaled by Sweet Life or Super Rich Kids or We All Try. And I even think some of those Nostalgia Ultra records haven't aged that well.
I'm not gonna allow this Pyramids erasure to continue.
Listen. You know, I've never loved Pyramids the way that you have. That holds a special place in your heart. And it's okay.
Oh.
To me.
All right. We done with this. We've got a bracket to finish.
We do.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, this is like the fourth episode, the fourth crack at this. All right. So recap, everybody. If you haven't listened, we have been talking. We've been trying to build a bracket, 64 entry bracket, different vintages of rappers. Where, so much like you have different years where cars were really good, or different vintages of wine, there are different vintages of rappers. So like maybe you like 97 Biggie, maybe you like 95 Biggie. Those would be different entries on this bracket. So we have 56 yeses. Those are locked and loaded. We're not touching those. That means we have 8 remaining.
No, we're definitely touching those 56.
Nope. Don't. Don't do it.
I know. You're right.
You have some. Okay, so we'll get there in a sec. So let me set us up, and then we can talk about what you want to get rid of or fix. Okay.
I'm pulling up
the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
We have 30. Let me get this number right. We have 37 maybes right now.
Yeah. See.
And we had listener feedback asking us if we missed, and they gave a couple examples of some more recent artists who we did not talk about.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Migos, which we don't really have a good way to, we don't have a group entry on here, right? We're picking individuals from a group,
mm-hmm.
right? Otherwise, somebody might've said like, you know, late 80s or late 90s EPMD maybe, like I could have seen an interesting argument right. for that. We would have had right. a certain year of Tribe in there, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But we're not really taking that. So I can't, I don't know. I guess you could talk yourself into like what, like 2016 Migos maybe? I mean, 2016, Quavo, maybe? I don't know. That's not going to make my list.
Yeah.
But there was two other entries. One, which is more for me, but another one, which I think is really interesting. So 2011 ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that first mixtape. That's when he first kind of blew up. It's my favorite ASAP Rocky. That would have been a maybe for me, but I'm guessing that's not a maybe for you.
Nah, it's a no for me.
Okay. What about 2016 Chance the Rapper? So that's Coloring Book and that's Ultra Light B.
Y'all know how I feel about Opportunity the Lyricist, but I'm not so blinded by my opinion to not concede and say that that was a major year for him. I think that I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if that went on there on the list.
I think it's a maybe. I'm adding it to the maybes.
Okay.
And then we can figure this out. Okay, great. Now we have one more maybe. So you have some problems with some of our yeses. Is that right?
Well, I mean, if we have 30-something maybes, and I'm positive out of those 30-something, at least half of them are yeses.
So no, I'm we're going to have to
are
be ruthless,
all the yeses,
man.
Like, for sure yeses?
I'm looking at this list. I'm skimming it. 96 Foxy Brown is looking tenuous.
Is that a yes?
That's a yes for us right now. I know.
You know what? Oh, let's go through the maybes.
Okay. You want to start with the maybes?
Let's just...
There are some maybes that I think are yes, that I think we just have to make a yes.
And I think we have to chop some of the yeses down. Let's okay. just do it. Let's get rid of the maybes and turn the maybes into yeses and nos.
And then chop
and then
the
yeses. We'll chop down the yeses.
All yep. right.
Let's do it.
97 Mace is a yes.
Yeah. Wait, let's go. Let's
you want to go in order?
Let's just go in order.
All right. Alphabetical. So 2000, yep. Andre 3000. Andre already has two.
He already has two yeses?
Yes.
98 and 03?
Yep.
I'm cool with conceding on the 96 and the 2000. I'm cool with those being no's.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna try to keep us to two per artist.
Yeah. I think Jay and Kanye are the only ones that deserve three.
Somebody made a real good point about 99 Nas.
What they say?
Well, if you think about all the records that should have been on I Am.
Hey guys, if you subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh my goodness.
We did a retro on Nas's I Am, the original version, and that whole era. It's easily one of our best episodes. And I'm not saying that because I'm encouraging you to pay for it.
I definitely became the little detective emoji. Like I got in there and I was like trying to figure out, okay, like there was this thing that was put out as a promo and there was this and we were piecing stuff together. We really got deep. If you're a Nas fan, it was fantastic. So anyway,
yeah,
let's try to keep it to two and we'll make exceptions where we need to. All right. 95 AZ.
No.
No. That's a no, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 94 Biggie.
What Biggie do we have? 97?
97, yeah.
I can't say no.
I know. Let's call that a yes and then. And
let's call it a yes.
Okay. 99 Black Thought.
No.
Mm.
No.
No?
I'm good with no.
You're good with
you
no.
Know how I feel about, you know how I feel about Black Thought. So no.
All right. We're making hard choices here. 2005 Bun B.
No.
No. Okay. All of our listeners from the South are screaming.
They're gonna be mad. Like, we're just going to have to take an L. It's fine.
97, 98 Cannabis. Yes.
As biased as I am, I'm going to say no.
Oh! See, I'm trying to think of this like as a bracket, right? Like, so this would be a lower seed.
Yeah.
But like, so think about like the NCAA tournament, right? Like, there are some lower seeds nobody wants to face. If you're the number two seed, you don't want to see Cannabis at 97 Cannabis at number 15. You're terrified.
Oh, shoot. Not after we just got rid of Bun B.
Is this where I put my East Coast elite hat on and I say, okay, all right.
If you're gonna override it, override it. But my answer is gonna be, and I love 97, 98 Cannabis, one of my favorite rappers ever. But I think his album messes him up.
That's fair. All right, that's a no. That hurts. 2016 Chance.
The reason why I say yes is because I want more representation of newer artists.
I'm going to put 2016 Chance the Rapper over 97 Cannabis.
Okay, well then no. Because you know I don't like Chance. I'll take Cannabis over Chance. Chance hasn't done anything as good as 97 Mentality. Hasn't. Nope.
Mm.
Cannabis is the lyrical version of German Engineering, not Chance.
I'm going to leave those two as maybes. We're going to come back to them.
Okay.
2000 Common.
Common do we already have?
05. Does Common get two?
I want him to, but I'm gonna be staunch and say no.
I was gonna say, because the next person up is 2000 Eminem. Eminem only has one right now.
And what Eminem is that?
It's like 02. It's Eminem Show / 8 Mile.
Man, over. Yeah, because we hold Eminem Show way higher than Marshall Mathers LP.
Also, just like that combo of those two things for that year, like he was. If, I mean, really want to be honest, 2002, if there was a greatest rapper alive championship belt, I think Eminem holds it.
I'm cool with a no on 2000 Eminem.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
2003 Fab.
Do we have Fab on the list?
We do not.
What you think?
We're being pretty harsh right now about letting people in.
We are.
And like, we just said no to 2000 Eminem and we haven't said yes to 97 Cannabis. So like, 03 Fab feels hard.
Okay. All right.
But
I'm cool.
I mean, we have to say yes to some people.
We do. And I think we're getting there.
Okay. So no to Fab.
And if not, we'll just review.
Okay. We'll come back.
We'll come back to some okay. of the no's.
I got another easy no. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
95 Grand Poo Poo. That's a no.
That's cool.
2010 Gucci. No.
No.
2013 J. Cole. He's got one on this list.
I'm going to say no because 2018 Cole is much better than 2013 Cole. I think he gets out of here expeditiously on our list.
Okay. Does Jay-Z get a third year?
Yes.
Which one? 98, 03, or 07? We already have 96 and 01.
03. No, wait. 03 is what?
Black Album.
He's out of here expeditiously on my list if it's Black Album. But I don't feel like 07 should be on the list either.
That's American Gangster.
I know. It's my favorite Jay-Z album, but, and he's rapping at a very high level.
But 98.
98, he's rapping at a very high level and he's successful. Do we get rid of 96 Jay-Z?
That's on the list.
I know. But I'm saying do we change that from a yes to a no?
No.
Okay. All right. That's,
That's peak Jay-Z.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. Ooh, that's another episode. Man.
So we're saying no to 07.
Yes.
So is it 98 versus 03?
Yes, and I'm going 98.
I am too.
Okay.
Okay. 08 Jeezy. He's on the list already with 05. Does he get two?
I'm going to be harsh and say no.
Yeah, I think it's hard to give him two.
Yep.
98 Juvie. That's a great. He's not on the list anywhere. That feels like a yes.
Okay.
Right?
Listen, New Orleans is huge in 98, and I think Juvenile is the face of that. Juvenile walks so Lil Wayne could run.
Mm. Yeah, we already got two. We have two Wayne spots on here, by the way, already.
Okay.
But I think that's a yes.
I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
Kanye already has two. Does he get a third?
Yes.
Is it 04 Kanye?
Yes.
Okay. As a rapper?
College dropout.
Yeah, I know. All right. We're up to 60. We have four left, theoretically.
Okay.
96 Lil' Kim.
No.
Yeah. Man, 96 Foxy's going to make it in over 96 Kim?
I think that's a Bret Hart and Lex Luger thing. I think they both go out the same time.
Oh, man. Is it? Well, you know, that's an interesting problem, right? I think I liked Lil' Kim's album more.
But I would push back on that. Foxy's first album was really good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. This is why we can't finish this podcast. Hold on. So,
let's pull it up.
Letter to the Firm.
Dope.
It's cool. Foxy's Bells.
It's cool.
What's Get up? Me Home. Nah.
Dope.
No.
You're crazy. See, we already fighting.
Look, Teddy Riley's a legend, but the Teddy Riley 96-97 hustle, you really have to respect it, right? So, like, if I understand correctly, even, like, it's really Dre who produces No Diggity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Teddy Riley's listed as the producer for that, right?
Yeah, I think so. There was some deal they had with Death Row.
Right. But, like, because of that, in that whole Black Street resurgence, we get Get Me Home, we get You Belong to the City, we get... Right?
Oh my God.
Right, we get the Queen Pen single. What was that?
Party Ain't a Party.
Party Ain't a Party.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right, anyway.
Fox Am was dope. The set, The Promise, If I...
I need to go back and listen to this, maybe.
If I, Il Nana,
and you know and what?
I'll be
is dope.
I don't remember No One or Fox Boogie. I don't remember those records. Kim album, there's a dry spot in that Kim album.
There is. It's so top heavy. So incredibly top heavy.
There it is.
But like the goods are the, I mean, the good stuff is good. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
great. Yeah. Big Mama Thang, No Time, Crush on You, Drugs, Queen Bee.
It, after that, you can stop the album.
Yeah, you can stop right there. Yeah.
But I think Drugs, Queen Bee, Crush on You, No Time. Those are
great. Great records.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, all right.
So we'll say no to Kim, but we'll come back.
All right.
All right. 95 LL Cool J.
We talked about this on the pre-show.
We did. He's already on the list.
What year?
I want to say we picked, was it 90? Let me scroll down. Yeah, 90.
Okay, Mama said knock you out. Yeah.
I think this is a no.
Okay. Oh, no, man. That's lounging. That's I Shot Ya. That's In the House. That's... I love that Mr. Smith album.
Yeah.
It's doing it.
Let's leave him as a maybe. We'll come back.
That's Hey Lover, the Dirty Mac Nash. Oh, man.
We're going to come back.
Okay. All right.
04, Lloyd Banks.
No.
Okay. Oh, man.
I know.
91.
Cannabis doesn't get in. Banks doesn't get in.
91 MC Hammer. No.
No.
88 MC Light.
No.
2004 MF Doom.
No. That's your guy.
No.
But I'm saying no.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Mad Villain is one of the 10 best albums that decade. Is that right? Well, let me think about that. I think that's right. There's a lot of people screaming right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That is like three of y'all.
All right. Is that a no? Man. All right. Let's come back. 99 Pharoah Monch. Yes. No. It's the 97 cannabis concept, right?
It is. Yes.
Nobody wants to see 99 Pharoah Monch as a 15 seed.
I agree. It's a great, great album. Top tier lyricist. I agree.
It is a singular sound. Like Pharoah Monch in 99, like it's not like he's a rapper just rapping over. Like it is so singular what his music sounded like. Man, we got to have Pharoah Monch on here. I'm leaving that as a maybe. We're coming back. Does Nas get three?
I don't know.
It's tough. I feel like if we put 99 Nas in there, he gets knocked down the first round. Well, I don't know. Are we doing, are we, are we, are we, Are we being biased by not putting Stillmatic era Nas here?
No.
Okay. Is this a maybe still? Should we keep going? I'm trying to keep the momentum going. See if we can get enough yeses to figure this out. You want to come back to Nas? Or are you good with this and no?
Let's come back to it.
Okay. 2000 Nelly. Because this isn't lyricist vintage. It's rapper vintage. So this might be a yes, right? This is a definitive iconic year.
Yeah.
I'm about to put 2000 Nelly in over 04 MF Doom. But I mean, what do you think? It's getting hard. Let's try to get the obvious yeses in and see where we end up.
Okay.
So that's not obvious. Let's keep moving. 2014 Nicki. No.
Say if Fox and Kim and I aren't getting in, I don't think Nicki does either.
2018 Nipsey.
I'm biased. I'm saying yes, but that might be your 04 MF Doom.
That's a no.
Okay.
But we'll leave it as a maybe. We'll come back. 06 Pusha.
No.
Yes. Come on.
I don't know.
Okay. 96 Redman. No.
Okay. No.
2010 Rick Ross.
Oh, man.
That's,
I'm biased, but I don't
that's
know.
Maybe. That's maybe. 2018 Travis Scott.
No.
I think I agree with that. 97 Mace is a yes.
Yeah, I'm cool with 97 Mace.
96 Post. Is it Post? Pos? I was getting it
right. Pos. Pos.
Thank you. 96 Pos.
Is Q-Tip in?
He's not. Wait, is that okay. Right? No, Q-Tip's not in. I think this is a no.
Okay, if Q-Tip's not in, then I wouldn't put Pos in either.
93 Tretch?
I think Tretch is in that. Tretch is almost in that cannabis in Pharaoh. No, he's in the Pharaoh because... No. He's bigger than Pharaoh because Naughty by Nature had hits.
Let's leave him as a maybe and let's come back because I think we've... So we've got three slots left and we still have 12 maybes. Should I recap them? We missed an Andre.
Yeah.
96 Andre is a maybe. Wait, is that right? Yeah, 96 Andre we had as a maybe, but you're okay with that being a no, right?
With who being a no? I'm sorry.
96 Andre. He's already got two others. He doesn't get three, right?
No.
Okay. So we're down to 97 Cannabis,
mm-hmm.
2016 Chance,
mm-hmm.
2000 Common,
mm-hmm.
95 LL Cool J,
mm-hmm.
99 Pharrell Monch,
mm-hmm.
99 Nas,
mm-hmm.
2000 Nelly,
okay.
2018 Nipsey,
mm-hmm.
06 Pusha,
mm-hmm.
2010 Rick Ross,
okay.
93 Tretch.
How many slots do we have open?
Three. Do you want to look at the yeses and see if there's anybody we want to get rid of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to read all these from start to finish. You want to just scroll? As you look through this list, are there any that jump out at you?
I'm cool with eliminating Quick.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm cool with getting rid of Quick.
All right.
Though I love him. Jay, Foxy. I think Foxy goes if Kim's gone.
That's rough.
Okay. Future Ghostface.
89 Jizzle. Cool Modi.
No. We got two Kendricks. We got three Kanyes. We got 97 Will Smith.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so how many spots do we have open now? Five?
Five.
So I think in those spots, I think we go 95 LL.
Okay.
I think we go 99 Nas.
Oh, he gets a third. Okay.
I think we go 2000 Nelly.
Okay.
And I don't know about the other two. I'll let you pick the other two.
Oh, we're getting 97 Cannabis in there. man, I really want to include 06 Pusha.
Okay.
Or do I want 99 Pharrell Monch? I feel like Pusha T needs to be on this list. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We have 64. Finally. We have 64. So... Are we going to attempt to try to rank these?
I don't think that's feasible.
Right. So Marissa had a good idea.
Okay.
Which was rather than try to rank all these, what we could do, because you had talked about randomizing the bracket, right?
Yes.
My problem with randomizing the bracket is that you're going to end up with, like, I don't know. I think like there are definite like, okay, there's an upper tier and a lower tier, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about trying to like just create more work for us? What would you think about going through this list and trying to quickly say like, is this a tier one or a tier two? And then we'll randomize the tier ones and those will be like the first whatever seeds, and then we'll randomize the tier twos and then that'll be the bottom seeds, and then we'll make the big bracket together. Does that make sense? Because like it's gonna be weird if I put out a bracket that's got like, let me pick something on here that has 89 DOC as the number one overall seed. You know what I mean? No offense to him.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Or that has 89 Kumo D as a two seed. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we can try that. Because the goal is to make this as simple as possible. Otherwise, we'll be doing this for another four episodes.
Right, as we attempt to define the brackets. So let's just see how close we get with a tier one versus tier two. Oh, goodness. All right, I'm going to need more automatic counting here.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me a sec.
We're going to make people upset with some of these tier two picks.
Think so?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. So what's my doing some Googlery here and some Excelery. Count. Okay. Wait, that's all right. And then I know this is thrilling for the audience. We will hopefully trim some of this out. All right. So now we've got it. We can rank these. It'll automatically count so we can make sure we don't go too high on one tier versus another. We're going to try to be quick. This is the lightning round. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. 97 Cannabis, tier one or tier two?
Two.
Two. All right. 95 LL Cool J, tier one or tier two?
One.
Two. Damn it. You have the tier one?
That was a big year. I just named off all those records. All right, fine. Put them in two, but we might go back. I'm
all right. Let's see where we go. 99 Nas, tier one or tier two?
One.
I'm okay with that. 2000 Nelly.
One.
Ooh. 06 Pusha.
Two.
94 Biggie. One.
One.
98 Jay-Z.
One.
One. 98 Juvie.
Two. I'm gonna stop you. It's two, but I'm gonna stop you. The bad part is that all of the Jay-Z's and all the Kanye's, all the like the yeah. ones who have more than one, they're gonna all be in tier one.
Well, we can make some executive decisions when we get down there. This is our first rip. We're going to figure this out.
Okay.
04 Kanye.
One.
97 Mace.
What do you think?
Two.
Okay.
96 Tupac. One.
One.
2003 50.
One.
One. 98 Andre. Oh, man. You're right. We're going to have way too many tier ones.
Two.
Okay. 03 Andre.
One.
98 Big Pun.
Two.
88 Big Daddy Kane. Two. Sorry, everybody, every old school head who's listening to this.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
96, 97 Biggie. That's a one.
One, yes, yeah, a one.
98, 99 Busta. Two?
Yeah, I guess, but that's a heck of a tier two.
I mean, this is all a heck of a tier two. 2002 Cam.
Two.
88 Chuck D.
I think all the old school rappers we have are they're all top tier for that time.
I know.
Oh boy. I don't know.
I'm going to say two.
Okay.
Let's figure it out. All right. 05 Common.
Two.
Ooh. 98 DMX.
One.
Yeah. 89 DOC.
Two.
2011 Drake.
One.
Hmm.
No, wait. Who is that? What's 2000? That's Take Care. That's one.
2013 Drake.
Nothing two. Was the same?
Yeah, it's two.
Two.
2002 Eminem. That's one. 2015 Future. Two. 2000 Ghostface.
Two. I know.
95 GZA.
Two.
Oh my goodness. 92 Ice Cube. That might be tier one.
Might be tier one.
2018 J. Cole.
Ooh. Jesus.
That's two.
Okay.
2000 Ja Rule.
Two.
Two. 2001 Jada. Two.
Two.
96 Jay-Z. One.
Two.
No!
I think they're... I'm trying to keep him out of all three of them being in tier one.
If he's got... I hear you. And wait, how many does he have? Two or three?
Three. Where's him and Kanye have three.
Am I missing some? Oh, we already said 98 is tier one.
Mm-hmm.
I would... So is 96 a tier one? Or is... Is 2001 a tier one?
2001's a tier one.
Oh my God. I can't believe I just put, okay, keep going.
But what's going to suck is he's going to come out of tier two.
2005 Jeezy.
Two.
We're heavy on the twos right now, so this is good.
We are.
Yeah. 07 Kanye.
One.
One. 2010 Kanye.
One.
One. 2012 Kendrick. One.
One.
2015 Kendrick.
One.
One.
Is that Tim Butterfly?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want that to be two?
Might be a two.
Okay. 89 Cool G Rap.
Two.
89 Kool Moe Dee. Two. Oh, come on.
Keep going.
I can't believe he's on this list. 87 KRS-One.
That's a one.
Mm. 93 Latifah.
That's a two.
That's a two. 98 Lauryn Hill. Is that a one? It's like the most stressful podcast we've done.
Two?
Okay. 2008 Lil Wayne.
What's 2008?
Carter Three.
One.
05 Wayne. Carter Two, Dedication Two.
Sure.
Two.
One, sure. Okay, two. Two. I'm cool with two. Cool with two. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight for one.
1990 LL Cool J.
98 LL?
90. 1990.
90?
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Did I say 95 was a two? Was a one or a two?
Did he
I said it was
it?
A one. I think I said that was
you
a one.
You said that was a two. You wanted to be a one. I argued you down to a two. Would you have 95 over 90?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Put them both in two. We'll come back.
Okay. 2001 Ludacris.
Two.
Two. 07 Lupe.
I'm going to say two, but I want to put in feels, one.
Okay. We're going to have to add more twos. I mean, we're going to have to flip some more over. That's fine.
We are.
This is the podcast that never ends. 94, 95 Method Man.
Oh, my God. Two.
Oh.
I know.
99 Mos Def. Two.
Two.
94 Nas. One.
One.
96 Nas. One.
One.
95 Prodigy.
Two.
Whoa.
I know. I think some of these are going to get switched over to one.
Wait, hold on. Did we pick two Pusha T's?
Yes.
We did. Okay, we can. Oh, man. So, all right. We need to correct the tier.
Okay, so we've got two pushes in the bracket.
We can take one out.
Okay.
We're taking 06 out.
I'll let you have that.
We had this conversation last time. I forgot. My personal favorite would be 06. The people are going to want 2018.
Okay.
So that means we get to take one of these maybes up top.
I'll let you. I picked three, so I'll let you get one more. You got it. I know where you're going.
I want it. You see my...
Yeah, I see right where you went.
Oh, I mean, 2010 Rick Ross. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, did you... Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go... I'm going to... You know what? It's my show. Fair much. And that's tier two. Okay. 2018 Pusha, what tier?
Two.
Okay. 95 Raekwon.
Two.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
87 Rakim.
One.
One. 86 Run. That's a two. We have way too many tier twos. We're going to have to pop some over. 94 Scarface.
One.
88 Slick Rick.
One.
93 Snoop is a one.
One.
06 T.I.
One.
97 Will Smith. Two.
Go ahead and put him two. That's cool.
You know how the NCAA tournament now, they have like the play-in game. Like the, it's like, it's not 64, it's like 68 because they have the four teams play like on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's where 97 Will Smith belongs. Anyway, all right. So let's sort these. Oh my God. All right. So all the twos are together. So see, we need to flip six. We need to take six tier twos and turn them into tier ones.
Okay.
99 Farrah Monch.
Two.
Cannabis. 97. Two. 95 LL Cool J.
One.
Okay. 98 Juvenile.
Two.
97 Mace.
Let's keep him two for now, but he's right on the border.
98 Andre.
One.
98 Big Pun.
Two.
88 Big Daddy Kane.
I got him as a one.
All right.
See, now I'm being super loose.
98, 99 Busta, that's a two.
Two.
2002 Cameron.
Two.
88 Chuck D. Two.
Okay.
2005 Common.
Two.
89 DOC.
Yep.
2013 Drake. Yep, that's fine. 2015 Future. I think that's fine. 2000 Ghost.
Still a two.
95 GZA.
Still a two.
2018 J. Cole.
Still a two.
2000 Ja Rule.
Still a two.
01 Jadakiss is a two. 96 Jay-Z.
Go ahead. It's a one.
05 GZ is a two.
It's a two.
I think. 2015 Maybe. Kendrick.
It's a one.
Yeah, it's a one. All right, we can do one more.
Okay. All right, let's keep going.
We were just super loose there.
We were.
89 Cool G.
Two.
89 Cool Moe Dee.
2.
93 Latifah.
2.
98 Lauryn Hill.
She might be the one.
All right, keep that in mind. 2005 Lil Wayne, that's a 2. 1990 Lil Cool J, that's a 2. 2001 Ludacris, that's a 2. 2007 Lupe. 94, 95 Method Man. 99 Mos Def. 95 Prodigy.
I know.
You want to go, Lauren?
Let's just do Lauren.
All right. We've got our tiers. Okay. We are not changing these. This is set in stone, right?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, thank you everybody for listening this far. So, what we're going to do now is, so actually, Armand, I want to make sure we get this right. Is everybody voting on this?
I don't think we've gotten that far, but I do think that if people want to fill out the bracket, they should be able to.
Okay. So, we're going to basically, it's almost like two brackets that we're then going to merge into one. We're going to take all the tier ones, we're going to randomize them, seed them. All the tier twos, randomize them, seed them. Then we're going to put together a bracket and we will make it available. And then the goal is to have, basically, we want to hear what y'all think about these matchups. When we post it, we'll post it to our Twitter account, we'll post it to Patreon, we'll post it everywhere, Instagram, etc. And then next week, Armand, the goal is we're going to have a way for at least some people, if not all people, we still have to figure that out, to be able to actually fill out a bracket online. And then we're going to have the aggregated results so we can actually say who y'all picked as the winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else I'm missing or leaving out about the bracket?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay. So if you have complaints, you should hit up at Armand Wickham. No, I'm just kidding.
Hit me up. That's fine.
Oh my goodness. Man, I think we're done with talking about the bracket tonight then. I think that might be it.
That's it.
Okay. Armand, you know what we have forgotten to do today?
What's that?
We didn't plug your new song.
What, The Dreamer?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
What, The Dreamer?
Man, I got so much stuff going on, man. It's like just putting out just consistently creating and putting out content. Like, it's crazy.
So you got The Dreamer too?
Yep. It's available everywhere. You can go to ArmandWakeUp.com. We're constantly updating. Well, I haven't updated in a while, but we'll be updating with more streaming platforms because it's still being rolled out. So yeah, go stream that up. Run those numbers up. Add them to your playlist.
Anything else you need to plug in? Obviously, no shows. You're not going to try to do any like live shows or anything like that while you're at home.
We've talked about something.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and a couple of friends have talked about doing something live. You know, Taylor and I are doing something called COVID Community, which every week we're getting together and linking up with other people in Columbus and just talking about the nuances of the quarantine, be it relationships or, you know, eating habits or, you know, emotional well-being and things that are being impacted by everybody. So that comes out every Wednesday. So tomorrow, the new episode will be out today. So after you listen to this, you know, go watch that. I think that's on. It's on Taylor's YouTube, but I'll post it. So if you follow me on Twitter, you have access to it. God, I'm doing so much. I don't know. Just start with those two things and follow me on Model Ministry. Follow me at ClarosCulture.us. Clock Radio Speakers, CRS Podcast, like everywhere I'm doing stuff because I'm doing a lot.
Okay. And with that, I think we're done this week. So thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate it as always. Hit us up at CRS Podcast. I can't wait to hear what you think about the choices we've made for the bracket. We'll be posting the bracket. So look out for that. And yeah, I think that's it for now. Thanks everybody.